Fed cattle prices continued higher on Wednesday, while wholesale beef values took a strong step lower. Calf and feeder cattle prices also continued mainly higher, sharply higher in some cases. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued higher across a broad range Wednesday. Live sales in Nebraska were $15 higher than last week at $110 a hundredweight on a live basis, and $20 to $30 higher in the beef at $170 to $180. Live sales in the Western Corn Belt were mostly $12 higher than last week at mainly $115. Dress trade was steady to $5 higher at $170 to $185. In the Southern Plain so far this week, live prices in Kansas are $115, steady with the top of the previous week's wide range. The price in the Texas Panhandle is at $110 compared to $95 to $115 last week. Similar gains were seen at Wednesday fed cattle auctions. Choice steers and heifers sold $10 higher at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa, where 95 choice 2-4 steers weighing an average of 1,466 pounds brought an average price of $117.55. At Sioux Falls in South Dakota, slaughter steers sold $17 to $22 higher and fed heifers sold $10 to $18 higher. There are 215 choice 2-3 steers weighing an average of 1,446 pounds that brought an average price of $111.78. According to the AMS reporter, more packer buyers were present and willing to chase the market to get cattle bought after buying cattle in the country at sharply higher prices on Monday and Tuesday. Cattle feeders also offered 4,601 head in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and sold 1,272 head for a weighted average price of $110. Money was the same on 450 head sold for delivery at 1 to 9 days and for 822 head sold for delivery at 1 to 17 days. Sold lots were from Texas and Nebraska. Cattle futures continued the week's volatile roller coaster, though, giving back most of what was gained in the previous session. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.24 lower across a range of 60 cents lower at the back to $3.30 lower in spot June. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.49 lower. Wholesale beef values declined sharply Wednesday, perhaps suggesting the COVID-skewed top is at least near. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $9.40 lower Wednesday afternoon at $465.99 a hundredweight. Select was $13.73 lower at $437.24. Grain futures lost some ground with pressure from the previous day's monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Corn futures closed mostly 3 cents lower through May of 21 and then a penny lower to fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 11 to 13 cents lower through Jan of 21 and then 5 to 7 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly higher and sharply higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $12 higher at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 700 to 850 sold $4 to $7 higher. Heifers weighing 500 to 650 pounds sold $2.50 to $13 higher and then steady to $7 higher at 650 to 800 pounds. There were 1,900 head on offer. At Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, steers sold steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 sold $2 to $3 higher and then steady at 650 to 700 pounds. There were 1,704 head on hand. Steers weighing 5.5 to 6.5 sold $5 to $9 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction where there were 1,420 head. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Finally, feeder steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $5 higher. There were 1,181 head on offer. major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Wednesday for the second consecutive session. At least part of the pressure seemed to stem from remarks made by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell via webcast to the Peterson Institute for International Economics regarding COVID-19 and the economy. Among those remarks, Chairman Powell said that while the economic response has been both timely and appropriately large, it may not be the final chapter, given that the path ahead is both highly uncertain and subject to significant downside risk. Further, he explained, economic forecasts are uncertain in the best of times, and today the virus raises a new set of questions. How quickly and sustainably will it be brought under control? Can new outbreaks be avoided as social distancing measures lapse? How long will it take for confidence to return and normal spending to resume? And what will be the scope and timing of new therapies, testing, or a vaccine? The answers to these questions will go a long way towards setting the timing and pace of the economic recovery, he says, adding that since the answers are currently unknowable, policies will need to be ready to address a range of possible outcomes. Investors were apparently hoping for a more certain and optimistic outlook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 516 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 50 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 139 points. Although Fed cattle prices continue lower than pre-COVID projections, forecast feed costs are also lower, providing some cow-calf producers with potential opportunity to retain ownership through the feedlot. More specifically, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out that feedlot cost of gain is declining. In the latest Livestock Monitor, the LMIC folks explain that since February, corn prices declined counter-seasonally. For the week ending May 8th, they say prices in the Texas Triangle and Omaha were the lowest since late November of 2016. For perspective, LMIC calculates the monthly break-even price for a 750-pound steer placed in a Southern Plains feedlot, utilizing feed costs at the time of placement and assuming typical feeding conditions, including weather. Based on those calculations, the break-even sales price on steers sold in April was $115 to $117 hundredweight. For one placed in April and sold in September, it was $97 to $98. So, LMIC analysts say, as the summer unfolds, producers running summer stockers and even cow-calf producers may want to carefully evaluate retained ownership. They add that some pre-planning and attention to projected cost of gain may pay off. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.